It's Dan Soder
and Big J Okerson. Welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. We'll have new episodes every morning, Tuesday through Friday. And if you want more Bonfire, you can always hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
You can go to SiriusXM.com/Bonfire for a special 3-month offer.
The Bonfire.
What a weekend. We were both away this weekend. Both at Heliums.
Both Heliums. Helium Comedy Clubs being very good to the Bonfire Boys. I was in Indianapolis making up the SantaCon cancellation from 2019. That we never rescheduled. It was fun, man. It was so much fucking fun. This was my first weekend back in weeks.
It's a walk to the club. Huge.
Here's where it fucking sucked, Jay. Okay. This was, without a doubt, the worst weekend I've ever had on the road outside of the shows. The shows...
Oh, buddy, I got to tell you, outside of my shows in Buffalo were...
Well, let me say to the people of Indianapolis, the shows were incredible. The staff at Helium Indy is fucking great.
Always.
Had a wonderful time.
Grossman's know how to hire them, dude.
Had a fucking wonderful time. I was staying in a hotel. Anyone that's in Indianapolis outside of the city, I'm sure it was fine. Something, it must be like the first weekend back. I don't know what the fuck it was. We were staying by like the Expo Center, and our hotel was filled with a middle school volleyball team, national tournament, like club volleyball, girls that were like 12 to 16. I even said it. I go, they weren't even the fun D'Elia age. They were like 12 to 16, where you were like, oh, these are all mean little girls.
You know, I've never had to think about this question before, but now I'm starting to think about it. Dan, what if you were Megan's Law? Do you have to report Megan's Law to hotels when you stay? Because that's fucking, I mean, you're asking for it.
Dude, that's how I should have got a better room. As I went down there, I went, hi. In 2007, I was involved in an abduction case in Tucson, Arizona, and so I'm going to need you.
I pleaded guilty to lesser charges, but I have to tell you.
Or is that how you open with it? Do you open with, due to Megan's Law, I have to inform you
it's my duty to inform you that I was arrested for a sex crime. I can explain the whole thing to you if you got a minute. It's not what you think.
Well, I will make you a promise that no matter the gender, if there is a teenage group of sports athletes, I will report Megan's Law to the front desk to get me moved to my own wing of the hotel.
They can't kick you out.
I'm a paying guest.
You're a paying customer. Hey, can you move into a higher floor? I forgot to tell you. I'm going to fuck one of these kids. Yeah.
You know what? I don't even fuck them. I eat them. I'm a cannibal. So I would probably get them out of there. Dude, the whole hallway was like haunting shrieks of middle school. Like, you would walk down the hallway and he'd be like, and you're like, oh, this fucking sucked. But the shows were a lot of fun. The shows were very fun. But the Jay, I know this would fucking send you, god damn, this would make you mad, because it made
13 year old soccer player girls
not wearing the shorts out of their room. Every restaurant was at least a 2-hour wait, including like Chipotle. There was a line down the street because them and all their families were like trying to eat everywhere in that fucking downtown mall area.
What?
Dude, we
two hours for like Chipotle? Why? Dude, why didn't you just Grubhub and shit?
There's no drivers. We tried to order. There was no hotel food until 5 p.m. Veter came back.
Oh, and also, did they go down to, are they doing the Helium thing with the meal, the food there is just sliders?
Well, I had I got some chicken fingers, so it was pretty sweet.
But yeah, I was saying, they have chicken fingers and sliders.
Oh, but when we got to Indianapolis, and we're like, you know, when you do the drive from the airport to the hotel, I've never worked Indianapolis before, so I didn't know. Most cities I know what's around, and it's kind of fun when you go to a new city to see what's by your hotel, because you're like, ah, fucking go that. And I was like, done. You know, like all the fast food I wanted there. Potbelly sandwiches. There was a Chipotle and a Qdoba. There was
Potbelly's a good on the roader. You can get the skinnies, and they always have a good soup.
I love a big Italian, but there was like
too many salted meats, Dan. I'm just letting, as your friend. It's a lot of salted meats.
I know. I love salted meats. I can't get enough salted meats. There was
a lot of cured meats.
There was a PF Chang's right there. You know how much I love the Chang's. So,
buddy, I'll do the. I've done Cheesecake Factory and or the Chang on my last, like, except for this last one, like, my last several gigs.
Yeah. Just like, well, it's every sure. single one of those places I named seemed like they had a line like they were just releasing the new iPhone. Every single one of them looked like they were releasing. It was fucking wild. At one point,
Ping Fong Chang made you wait for 2 hours.
Dude, that guy, it was so chaotic at PF Chang's, there wasn't anyone behind the host desk. There was just empty tables and just every, like, a bunch of parents and kids sitting around waiting to be sat. It was fucking chaos because they...
Do you know what's fun? You know what's fun, by the way, is watching Jacob get that Ping Fong Chang reference like 30 seconds after I said it. How stupid it was. Well, what if that's his name?
It got what? Ping Fong Chang?
Ping Fong Chang? There's at least... Look at me right now. Anyone here say, would you be willing to bet heavy money that it's definitely not Ping Fong Chang?
I would. There's no way. There's no way I'd bet that over. I bet that under all day. That's definitely happening.
It's a possibility. Is that what you're saying, right?
Yeah. Oh, no. I see. It's a very real possibility.
It's a distinct possibility.
I don't think it's Peter Franklin Chang's. I don't think it's... I don't think it's like Pipper fucking Fedora. Yeah, Philip Chang. Holy
Philip
shit.
Chang Chang?
Philip Chang Chang? Philip Chang Chang.
Wait. No,
Chang,
hang on.
Chang Chang.
It's Paul Fleming Chang, it says.
Paul Fleming. Is it really?
That's what it said.
Co-founder, PF Paul Fleming. And then Chang's, which is Philip Chang. Paul Fleming? That's great. What a white man name in the front of that.
Paul Fleming Paul, and PF Chang.
I'm Paul Fleming.
And Philip Chang are the two people.
Listen here, Chang. I'll do the restaurant, but you put my initials in the front.
Philip Chang Chang.
Philip
hey.
Chang Chang. But it outside of the shows, it was just fucking chaos. So
that sucks.
That sucked.
That sucks. But mine, just like the hotel in Buffalo is like, it's just like downtown. So
I know exactly where it's at.
The people that are going there are just... Listen, all's forgiven at some point of the day when you go outside and you just smell the sweet air of fucking marshmallows burning off from General Mills.
Great, and great smell.
I think this weekend I got some Cinnamon Toast Crunch air.
Great.
And then I got the Lucky Charms again, I think. Two goodies.
You don't realize with smells, there's certain cities, and you got the General Mills in fucking Buffalo just burning cereal.
We're going to find out, though, it gives us some like fucking things like sugar lung. Or something, it's doing something terrible to us.
Well, you got marshmallow esophagus. You're not supposed to breathe it in through your nose. It's giving you polyps.
The crowds in Buffalo were drunk, dude. They were great. I had a fun time with them because I like kind of the chaos a bit.
Sure,
not out of control chaos or where the crowd's hating it, but like, yeah. But I mean, a guy who they said came in already a stroke victim with a cane.
Cool.
I think drank or just like. Bad stroke balance, like in the middle of the show, hit the floor.
Or he's half cursive. He just bleeds into the seat.
Dude, he hit the floor loud and hard.
Oh, man.
Yes. And
when,
it was a
and
thing.
And when people, when did it immediately pull you out of whatever you were talking about?
100%. And in fact, I don't know, like someone goes, he's having a seizure. I said, a seizure? And they go, yeah. And then I waited. I go, is he all right? Like, damn. I go, is he okay? And someone goes, it's fine, just like do a joke. And I went, wait, no, you can't. No, but he wasn't even doing it like in that dicky way. I know what you're thinking, like, jokes.
No.
It was like he's fine, you can keep, or it wasn't even that. It was like fine, you can keep going. And I was like, I can't keep going, and so I know he's all right. And he's like, he's fine. He was hammered for sure. And maybe also a stroke survivor. But
I'm talking
that was
about the switch, having to flip the switch of first funny to serious and then jerking back into funny, where they're like, he's cool, he's up, and you're like, anyways,
well, that's it. It's usually a cheer. No, you know me, dude. I'll just linger on that for as long as I can.
Oh my god! If you can't address so he was a stroke victim. Did you find out?
No, never quite found that out. I thought he was the drunk guy who fell, but then the Will, the door guy there, who's awesome, and Sean, the manager, were both like, "It's like no, I think he came in like fucked up. He had like a cane and shit."
Oh man! Imagine if he just drank that much. That he required a cane all the time. That is a form of alcoholism.
Damn, buckle up for alcoholism, because I'll tell you, that is just the first of two falls that happened within my shows.
Really? You had a two-fall weekend?
Yeah, there was a...
You should really lean into it and be like, yo, I'm killing them. I'm dropping them.
I'm going to say, and I know she said she was a fan, so my apologies if this comes off insensitive. I don't want it to. It was these three ladies and this one dude, and they were fucking ripped. Nice. They were hammered. And this lady particularly was a larger lady.
Yeah, man. Did you, at what point, did you identify them? Was it like pre-show, MC set, feature set?
No, me. Like 2 minutes into me being on stage.
Okay. Because sometimes when you see them, that'll fill me.
Maybe not even, because they were fans. So they didn't come to disrupt the show. They were just too drunk to get what they were doing, I think.
That's usually, I would say, the worst kind. Because they're supportive.
Yeah.
They just don't understand that they're stepping all over everything.
Yeah, but I was having fun, and then but I was having fun like fucking with them ultimately. And this lady, I don't know if I made her laugh. It was something she laughed. I think it was like her laughing, but whatever it was, she just went straight backwards in her chair, like feet up on the ground, hammered. Larger woman.
Did she do it? Sort of.
By the way, the crowd. I made a couple of just like fucking just low hanging fruit like chubby jokes. Like the crowd wasn't way on board. I'm like, guys, come on.
Please tell me that was some sort of foot kick. Was there a foot flutter as the chair went back?
Yeah, I saw when it hit the ground. I saw again, she was on the ground by the time I looked over.
Because if anyone gets to see the fall, you want to see the lady doing a foot little flutter.
She may have still been laughing at that point either, but they fucking...
Her falling back laughing is psychotic. That looks crazy where she's like...
I was like, Miss, you're going to have to learn to laugh forward. Like, yeah. And I got to say, I'm impressed. Like, let me tell you something that will never happen to me. That. I'm larger a man than she was a woman, proportionally, too. Like, I just know, like, just know yourself a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was explaining this to the audience even, too. I go, I don't go sit on when someone has, like, fucking flimsy, that hollow tin and plastic strap lawn furniture. I'm not sitting on it, man. I'm not going to be the ass that folds up your shitty furniture because you're a cheap asshole. Because you're a cheap, thin dick.
Watching backyard chairs collapse with somebody is usually a thing that...
It wouldn't happen to me, man.
You can't laugh at it immediately unless you're close to the person.
Buddy, I have never in my life once ever put full weight pressure down ever. It's why I hate sitting in makeup, hair and makeup, if you're ever doing a TV show.
Yeah.
Why I hate it, because that fucking chair.
The air release?
No, not that. The chair they put you in, you know, in the trailers, like those fucking director's chairs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm lucky because Billions, we have the barber chairs on those trailers where you like sit in it and they're like.
All right, Pacino. Well, I just do little bit parts and
things. Well, do big. You were in a J-Lo. It's good to know that they're fucking fleecing the budget, that they don't even get you real chairs in a J-Lo movie.
But I've never, anything. I did Comedy Jam. There's always, like, the hair makeup's always just knows what makes you Z-Rock.
That's always on set.
Yeah.
I'm talking about when you're in the trailer, when they have that full trailer that you walk up the stairs into. It's got, like,
there weren't trailers for Z-Rock. It was all on set. So, like,
right, we get it. You're indie.
Either way, the point being, sitting in those chairs, I've never ever put. I always have a toe on the ground.
Your hamstrings have to be so powerful,
dude. I bet, like fucking young Emmett Smith.
I bet you got a dunk, dude. I bet you got a butt that you're hiding.
No, I don't. My ass is awful. I'll compare ass with you right now,
dude. I have no butt. I'm flat butt.
Me too. Want to compare asses? They're both awful.
Yeah, but mine drips off of my butt.
Then let's
it's
not
gross.
Do it. Also, we're filming today, so don't.
Oh, I didn't. We're going to show our butts? I was just going to show you in jeans.
No. If I'm going to look at your ass, I'm going to look at your ass, dude.
I'll show my butt cheeks. I don't give a shit.
You're going to show me your naked ass if I'm going to see that.
I'll show you my naked ass. We can blur it.
Mine is awful. I wish if there's better lighting in here, would.
You have great lighting.
No, it's too fluorescent for my ass.
I got a ring light, so if my buns aren't popping in this, I'm fucked.
Oh, dude, you're fucking looking at your asses in a P. Diddy video.
Maybe I can learn how to stand like one of those Instagram girls. Like, just learn how to flex my leg to make my butt cheek look more round.
Oh, buddy. Oh, by the way, those three ladies and that guy, they shortly thereafter got
they
kicked
died.
Out.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, they shortly thereafter got kicked out. They argued about not paying their bill. That was the whole thing.
Did they argue about it in the showroom?
No. It was outside. But here's the thing. When they went outside trying to get on the block, the manager went outside. One of the girls was just taking a hot piss in the street.
Sick.
Like, yeah, it was just the whole thing was like sloppy. But they
she's just peeing in the street going, it smells like fucking Lucky Charms.
And that girl that fell over, fucking Matt Foley, said, still a fan. So if you're listening, okay. I forgive you. I completely forgive you because it brought enough funny to the world to forgive that. But
that's a wake up you don't want to have is when you and you're like, did I fall backwards laughing in a chair last night?
Oh, she was going to feel it tomorrow for sure. Yeah. Can I warn you something else about Buffalo, Dan? I know you're there this weekend.
Yeah, I'm there Thursday through Saturday.
I don't know what's going on, but the local people, not the people who come to the shows, not the comedy fans, and not the thing, just the people I interacted with this weekend, like, everyone was so nasty to me on the weirdest thing, the weirdest, like street small talk.
I'm trying to get my small talk back. I'm off. Normally, I'd feel confident in the situation, but I'm wobbling.
These aren't to get out, Dan. These were me getting in. The people small talk dodged me Soder style, but like none of them nicely. And I don't know why. I think I would like smoke pot before I went out to get like food or anything. So like, I'd be like in a chatty mood, which is kind of funny. But
and they're like, no, thanks, guy.
Dude, the two I went to the Mexican place right next door.
Okay.
Which is good, which is really good.
Yeah.
And while I was waiting for my food, a lady next to me, this, like, you know, 50-something-year-old lady maybe, or late 40s, early 50s, comes in. She's a Grubhub driver, whatever, seamless. And she goes, I'm here to pick up. And the lady goes, what's the names? And she goes, I have two orders. She goes, Ben and Jennifer. And I went, oh, Benifer. And she went, what? She just went, what? And I went, Benifer, because, you know... Ben, and then they're back. Now it's happening again. She goes, I don't know. And she left.
Oh,
that nasty.
Jay, that was 100% her fault. I think that was a perfect way. That should have brought you together with that driver. She should have gone, did you ever imagine seeing them pair back up? How's A-Rod feeling?
Dude, in hindsight, and Christine says I need anger management, but I got to tell you what, in hindsight, I think this next guy may have just punked my shit in the streets, and I may have just eaten it. The more I think about it, yeah.
He just served you a scoop of shut the fuck up, and you just
But this guy may have double got me and called me a straight bitch at the end.
Okay, because that lady was wrong.
I think he called me I think at the end he calls me a fatso and laughs at me, sort of.
What?
I think it didn't hit me that way at first, but I knew it was rude. But now that I'm thinking about it,
I'm pretty sure one of those middle school girls called me old, if it makes you feel any better. So that hurts.
No, it doesn't, because this one really. So I went to Subway to get a wrap the second day.
Okay.
Tuna and banana peppers, if you were wondering.
All right.
So I Keep go to get on the spinach wrap, and I go in there. Now I'm in there in like, you know, shorts and a sweatshirt, like I'm doing nothing that day except waiting for my shows.
Yeah.
And I see a guy comes behind me. I said, I'm going to get a wrap. And they start pulling it out. And the guy behind me is wearing like a tucked in dress shirt.
Sure.
Tie thing. And I go, I'm going to get tuna. And I go, actually, wait a second. I go, dude, are you on like a lunch break? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah. I go, take him first. Cause like, he's in a, you know, he has like limited time. I'm fine.
Yeah, you're being a very courteous person.
And I saw they were walking. Like, I saw they were working very slow. This staff was not on it.
You could tell by the time you were ready to order that they sucked.
They're moving really slow. Yeah, so no one's in a rush. So I say, tell this guy to go. And he goes, I got an hour for lunch. It's fine. And I was like, no, dude. Like, I'm on no schedule, so go ahead. So he just goes, okay. Like, kind of like that dismissive. And then he gets there, and he orders his, like, chicken sandwich thing or whatever, and they pull. He gets his on a roll, right?
Yeah.
So they start cutting the roll, and I go, hey man. He goes, do you remember when Subway, like back in the day, they used to cut the V into the thing, and then they would put it on top like a little hat. They would cut the. They cut the V. And he just goes, dude. He looks over at me and just like sizes up my fat body, and he goes, yeah, I wouldn't know. That's what he said. And then when they put my tuna, I go, yeah, I wanted the wrap hot. And she goes, we don't heat up tuna. I go, nah, yeah, they do. And she goes, we don't. And then, you know, $5.50 or whatever the price was. She just said, but I just chumped me right out of the store.
Wait, so he just said, I wouldn't know that.
I wouldn't know. He's like, he goes, this is like a once in a blue moon for me. But, you know.
Subway's gross and only gross people eat it. Don't touch me, urchin.
Yeah, dude. He chumped me out. Then... My very last day, Saturday.
Oh, I thought it was going to continue outside. I was like, this guy, sucks. That guy does suck. And I will say, to your credit, 100% your credit, those are two wonderful small talk ways to start. So don't be mad. You picked the right play. They just sucked. Because I'm now that I'm getting my small talk back, I kind of have to go back over my form, how I lead into stuff.
But I'm going to kind of. So, I'll tell you this about
you're
Buffalo,
throwing,
too.
You're throwing haymakers.
Well, I got my third example coming. And I'd also like to tell you, Dan, when it comes to Buffalo, get your Ubers really early. Get them early. Because nightly, I had at least a cancellation. Two of the nights, they drove the wrong direction completely. Like, just couldn't follow the... and they'll keep saying words like, these roads are closed down here. But I don't think it's what it was. And they were a little.
I busted Veter on that. Veter gave me a ride home from LaGuardia because I wasn't going back to Queens. I was coming to Katie's. So Veter he parked near to LaGuardia. So we went and got his car, and I was watching the GPS, and he took the wrong turn, and so it recalculated, and then he did it again, and we were like we're heading like towards Long Island. We're like going the wrong way, and. And he goes, it's fucking all this construction around. I was like, two wrong turns. I saw both wrong turns, dude. He started laughing. He's like, fuck, all right. I was like, I walked
working on
you.
The signs back there.
Yeah, but he totally leaned into the construction thing. He was like, man, you really fucking fixed up these roads. I was like, no. I watched two reroutings.
Damn pothole sent us to 180 the wrong way. so the Ubers takes fucking forever both nights. And by the way, it's no exaggeration, a 6-minute ride.
Yeah, it's very close.
But I'm telling you, I left my hotel room at 6 or whatever, an hour early for every show.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I never walked into the show earlier than like 10 minutes before the show.
That's fucking crazy.
One of them was like right at showtime, and it was like an hour to get there. Like, just because
one guy just takes you to Rochester, and he's like, there you go.
But, yeah. But the last guy I get in the car, Asian fella. Has the full arm, you can call it either the Stain tattoo or the Dust Till Dawn George Clooney.
Yeah. Up the neck?
Not up the neck, but just the whole arm with like the big swooping tribals.
Okay.
And I got in the car and I go, I got to give him a code. And for some reason, I have to give a code. Anybody call in, let us know if that code has something to do with a Mama Bad.
No, it client. Doesn't because Jay, I have to do a code with Uber. It's just a thing they're doing now because there were a lot of people taking the wrong ride.
Sure, it makes sense to me, but
I had twice
a lot of people
someone got in. Once when I was leaving Billions in Brooklyn, someone just got in my car and started going, and I was like, hey, I'm not in there. And it was like estimated time of arrival. And you're like, I'm not even in the car. And then I like wrote, because they charged me for the ride, I canceled on my phone and then wrote an email to Uber like, hey, I got charged, and they were like, all right, we'll credit you back. And then ever since then, I've had to give a code when I get in the car.
Yeah, I have to give a code also. But this guy gave him the code. And then I go, dude, fucking really cool tattoo, man. And he just goes, yeah. And just never spoke to me the rest of the ride again. And I'm like, yo, fuck the people of Buffalo, except the comedy fans.
Except the fans.
I really did have a blast, and that staff fucking rules.
Yeah, it's a great club. It's one of my favorite clubs to go to. I'm excited to go there this Thursday through Saturday, but I really think it's everyone's. We all got to learn how to small talk again, or maybe people just stop doing it. Maybe we're just dinosaurs.
You're right. You built me with confidence in this conversation. I'm not going to eat any of this shit on that. Those were all fucking fantastic starting points.
Jay, the places we could go if someone opened it up, the Bennifer comment alone, I would have a new friend in Buffalo. I'd be like,
you're like
this
Bennifer,
guy
right?
And
you go, what are the? By the way, there's a pretty cool like moment there of like, oh shit, what are the odds? I have two different orders, Ben and Jennifer, and Bennifer is happening again currently as we speak.
And what a fun joke to make!
And it's like,
there you go. Who do you got? Who's your next round? Mark and Anthony. All right. Yeah, I'm Jay. I'm gonna be at Helium all weekend. And you guys are best friends. And that's how it works.
Anywho, man. What are you doing, man?
Would you get the enchiladas? I got the Verde. Looking like it's going to be a little spice, a little pecan.
Spice-alone. And then, I mean, the remember when Subway cut. I wasn't talking about something from the 40s, man. It was in this guy's lifetime. He came there and ordered a very specific chicken sandwich that he gets a lot. Fuck
you. You know what you should have? I'm gonna Monday morning quarterback this.
Mm-hmm.
But when he, what was the exact line? Hit me with the line and I'm going to tell you what you should have said back.
Wait, with his line?
Yeah, you give me his line and I'm going to give you what you should have said.
Oh.
All right, remember? And then I'll lead you in. And then, you know, just be on the top, like a little hat.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Must be nice. Kid still got it.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
That's still calling myself fat.
No.
Must be nice to not have to be at Subway all the time because you don't have a food problem.
No, I was taking it because he was looking down on the food. And I was saying, you know, those of us that vape Subway our whole life, sometimes it was a necessity.
No, that's not how I would have taken it. You got to understand, he was sort of calling me fat. And saying that's why I know fat person things like the old bread cuts of Subway.
You go,
and then
you know,
I would have said it must be. And he goes, I wouldn't know. So I go, must be nice to not be fat and know these things.
Yeah. Do you know in certain cultures we're actually revered for our size?
Fucking nailed it.
Do you know that
I would be a king in Uganda?
Do you understand that in certain countries in Central America they call us taste oracles? And you wouldn't know this.
My size would show wealth in some countries.
I could tell you the slightest differences in mayonnaises.
This is Hellman's all day. Get it out of here.
Dude, it's clear that Schumer doesn't have any comics that are close friends with her to not tell her to pull that trigger on that fucking mayonnaise commercial. You're like,
oh,
hey,
yeah, that was
don't
rough,
do the
yeah.
Don't do the Super Bowl mayonnaise commercial.
I mean,
everyone's
sure
like, do it, girl. You're gonna kill it. You're like, hey, don't do it. Don't do it. You don't need big cash.
Hey, I'm Big Jay Oakerson for internment camps.
Hey, you know, hi, I'm Dan Soder for Loud Whiny Fags, and I complain about. Hey, it's Daddy Issues Dan.
Yeah. Hey, it's me, Big Jay. I'm here to talk about chocolate. Don't forget about us. still going strong.
Yeah, dude, it was...
I'm Big J for chocolate cover bacon.
Dude, you leaving Buffalo, I shall... I'm going to tell you this right now, Buffalo.
What's a day?
I'm going on a small talk revenge. I'm going to stop in at all the local shops. I'm going to carry Veter with me from stop to stop, but I'm going to get revenge for you.
Veter's going with you this one?
Yeah.
Veter's going this one? Yeah. Yeah, it's a good one to have a buddy with. Just go. One thing you can do out there is you can sit down and eat. Like you can go in, like the places aren't all crowded. Starbucks across the street.
Oh yeah.
You like that steakout place, but I say it's a bucket of shit.
Oh well, I love it stoned and it gives me liquid doo-doos. But
oh, it must, dude.
Last time I was there, you know when you have those memories of cities and you don't even remember the shows or stuff you did in the cities, you just remember hotel room shit.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Last time I was in Buffalo. I got fucking super stoned, and I went and got one of those steak sandwiches and watched the Motley Crue Netflix disaster and called you at like 2:30 in the morning. We talked for like a half hour, that was like one of the hardest I laughed because you were on the road too, and you were so excited to watch it, and I was like,
oh, yeah.
It fucking blows. It blows so hard.
It did blow hard, but... It had like high value. It blew hard in the sense if you're looking for like a good movie about that band. It was like a fun, stupid, like dirty, you know what I mean? Like it was dumb.
Dude, it was very
funny to laugh at.
Yeah, it was a piece of like, this guy wrote this seriously and it came off very funny. They're coming out with that Pam and Tom movie with Seth Rogen in it.
Who's he going to play?
He's playing like the guy that
Tommy
sold...
Lee.
I guess my cock is huge. I don't know, baby. It feels so good, baby. Kickstart my heart.
Damn, your tits are huge. He posted a picture. He posted a picture of him without his beard, and then he also pictured.
Oh yeah,
posted a picture
looking.
Of. The actor and the actress that are playing Pammy and Tom.
It's so
it's the Winter
weird
Soldier,
looking.
Sebastian.
Yeah, oh, that's who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who is he playing? So it looks so weird, Seth Rogen.
He's playing.
He's also playing a character like a fanny pack and shit.
Yeah, but there's a picture. Black Lou Arnold. Oh, Rand Gauthier.
They look so much like them.
I wonder if you, crazy. Black Luke, can you find a picture of the Pam and Tommy one that they have from this movie? Because they have them in the infamous hat hugging.
But wait, first see what that character is. It tells you.
Oh, okay.
In this
thing. It's right here.
I saw it. It's the next article.
Who's the real life figure Rogan play? Oh, it's right here. That he, he's a former porn actor. Oh, go back up. It was right there. He's a former porn actor. Who became an electrician, and after installing a studio and a security system for Lee, stole and released the tape.
Oh, he's the guy who stole the tape.
Yeah. And then,
okay. A former porn. I want to see Rand Gaultier, the porn actor. I want to see a picture of that guy.
You want to see his wiener?
Hey, babe, Rand Gaultier is coming over.
That's all your sex tape.
Whoa. Well. I'm excited to see that. I think I want to watch Pam and Tommy with you, because if it sucks, it'll be fun to make fun of with you.
I'll watch it with
you. It's good, maybe we'll J each other off, dude.
I just want to be with you, dude.
Christine's in California, dude. Maybe we can drive stick that night.
Totally. Well, I have Isabella here. It is funny.
She's progressive. She's 18. She'll just go in her room.
It is funny having Isabella day to day, because now it's like 18-year-old things where it's like, turn that TV down. You left this container open in the fridge.
Stop. You left the door ajar.
Yeah. Lower the goddamn TV.
What are you doing?
I'm just being a dad.
Yeah, you're just leaving lights on. That's the main gripe you have with this.
Oh, am I fucking, I guess we're going to light the whole neighborhood up, huh?
Huh? Yeah. Are we the one? Are we the ones lighting them up?
Jake.
Although tonight's going to be exciting. She's going to be here when Josh gets into town. And him and Kimberly Congdon are going to come over after Legion of Skanks for Sad Sack Mondays, buddy.
Comedy's hottest couple?
Comedy's hottest couple. It's Hoarders Straight and Intervention night tonight, so Sad Sack Mondays.
Oh, Jesus.
Fucking pet skeletons and failed lives.
Yeah, dude. I never thought the place I would see so many cat skeletons would be on TLC.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you don't have a pet skeleton in your house, then you're not even hoarding yet to me.
I wonder
to
if that's me, in the...
To this guy? That's my humble opinion.
Is that in the application for hoarders, where they're like, all right, so you want us to come to your aunt's house. How many cat skeletons are there?
Then I'll tell you something. Much like, first of all, 2020. All my old man shows that I watch now, 2020, I'm pretty sure Scott Peterson didn't even kill his wife anymore. That's how good 2020 is to me.
What?
I don't think he did it. I mean, he did it.
He did.
Nope. He was just a philanderer.
His hair and,
was just a philanderer, dude.
Then who killed Lacey?
Some piece of shit who robbed the house across the street. I don't know. The 2020 said it. I believe it. I just go with whatever. OJ's innocent, too, if they tell me next week.
Do you think like OJ or Scott Peterson ever get those calls from their lawyer where they're like, hey, buddy, 2020 just came out? And they make a pretty interesting case that it was the guy across the... He goes, no, that was me. He's like,
Don't waste time.
Yeah, no, I put weights on her body and put it in the middle of a lake. That was 100% me.
I don't know if you saw the guy, but he was handsome and successful. Do you think he would do something like that, Dan? Get your head out of your ass.
You are absolutely right, and I am sorry for projecting such negativity.
Yeah, dude, the guy's a good dude. He had a boat. The body was found near where his boat was. It doesn't matter, dude. Shit all goes to the same place, dude. It's the ocean.
That's just easy water knowledge. You guys should just know that. Water flows. Bruce Lee said it.
Yeah, so eventually the body would have been near where the boat was. Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, if somebody gets killed in the McDonald's you went to before, does that mean you're a suspect? I mean, come on, man.
No.
Get the fuck out of here. Exactly. Thank you, Jacob. A resounding
what old man shows do you both watch?
I would say Hoarders and Intervention. Are both old man shows for sure.
I watch Holding
60
On
Minutes
to My...
Oh,
I love 60 Minutes. I've loved 60 Minutes my whole life, though.
I know. I've debated DVRing it.
That's a great DVR one, because you can watch it while you have a sandwich and learn about the Palestinian conflict.
I'll do 60 Minutes, Dan. Maybe you should get into some 2020 and I'll get into some 60
Minutes. What? I will 100% make that deal. I will start DVRing 2020s, and then we can have a nice 20. We can have our old man corner on Mondays where we talk about what's going on.
Can I tell you something? You think people don't want to talk about 2020, but I got a DM this week from a guy who was like, love you talk about 2020. Killer one this weekend with Peterson stuff. I'm like, yeah. Man.
All right. What's it on? It's on ABC, right?
It's on ABC Fridays after Shark Tank, which I also DVR.
You know what? Add it to the old man show. Love a Shark Tank.
Shark Tank Friday, and then Sad Sack Mondays is Hoarder's Intervention.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.